Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Ukrainian village is battered as residents flee a Russian advance, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Recent drone footage shows the Ukrainian village of Ochiritine completely battered by fighting. Most houses, apartment blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and of some remain nothing but piles of wood and bricks. Residents scrambled to flee as the village became a target for Russian forces in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Russian troops are advancing in the area and elsewhere, pounding Kyiv's depleted ammunition-deprived forces with artillery, drones, and bombs. Ukraine's military acknowledges that the Russians have gained a foothold in Ochiritine, but says that fighting against Russian forces continues. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. The comments come about a week after a mortar attack targeted the pier site but resulted in no injuries. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook,